Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with the Rock Paper Podcast. I want to talk about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them at the .Zec building in Grand Center in St. Louis, Missouri. Or shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Come on by anytime during the week, but every Friday they'll have new records in store. They'll have live record spinning, and they'll have some free beer from Urban Chestnut. So check it all out. Full listing of details at musicrecordshop.com. Follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all kinds of exclusive opportunities to win some tickets and some records and all kinds of fun things. Pays to support people. Support local. There's a lot of really cool things going on over there. And yeah, check it all out. Musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey!
We're
the
former
me
on
Rock
Paper
Podcast!
Yay! Yeah, bitches!
Rock Paper Podcast! Rock Paper Podcast! Rock Paper Podcast, y'all!
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, and we're all holding drinks in the air.
Yeah!
Some of us more drinks than others.
Hanging out this evening with the guys of the former me. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey!
Welcome to us.
Yeah, this is, we're coming to you live from Granite City.
You were inside of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Welcome. You smell that? Yeah. You smell the air?
It's really, you know.
I taste granite. It. I taste the air.
It's really beautiful this time of year.
That so. Thick granite air.
What's a train
It's never
like?
Beautiful any time of year here.
That's all I imagine.
I guess before we get going too far, you guys want to roll, go around the mic and introduce yourselves for those listening?
I'm Ryan Coyle, and I play guitar in the former me.
Yeah, kind of. I'm Matt, I also play guitar.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I'm Killian, I play the bass.
I'm Adam, I barbecue, I like long walks on the beach, I roll in cash money,
he's a good
and
listener.
I also beat the drums from time to time.
Is that what you named it?
Yeah. It's a drum, one drum.
The so drums.
My little tom-tom.
We're missing one this evening.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dylan couldn't make it.
Define missing.
Missing him emotionally, no, yeah. But...
Right. No way.
Dylan had to work.
Yeah.
Not my job, not my problem.
Damn responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I always say.
Yeah. But, yeah, you guys got a lot going on. We got a brand new EP on the way. We got a big party. Got a lot of things happening.
Yeah, your phone's sitting on it, actually.
Yeah. I have a copy of this brand new EP. I'm very excited about it.
He gets to take home for free.
Yeah.
And you know, if you don't like it, you can just use it as a coaster.
Sure.
There's no refunds.
Yeah, great.
Sorry, I'll sell
or give it back to us.
I did, like, high school. You know, I had, like, giant binder of CDs and stuff, and I was like, I don't know, either a football game or whatever it was, and I left my bag and like all my CDs, this binder of CDs in there, and like most of my like a lot of them were burned CD mixes that I made, and like, you know, Shane's mix or whatever on them. And
oh yeah, I gave a couple girlfriends those
for sure. Yeah.
You gave them Shane's mix.
This all
yeah. That explains why you didn't have many girlfriends then.
Are you insulting them?
You, because you're giving out his mix to people.
But
they going to him. He's got the good music taste, you dingus.
I was walking the streets one day, like, you know, several weeks later. Somebody swiped my CDs that day, and a couple weeks later, I was walking the streets and like saw a bunch of these CDs like slung out all over the road and it was Shane's mix and stuff. So I imagine somebody just cruising, listening. No, this one just, sucks.
No, you
know,
wow,
that's shitty. Yeah. That's real shitty.
All I had is self-esteem.
Yeah. I remember those days where it's like you'd burn a CD like every couple days and like it'd basically be the same CD with like one or three songs different on it.
Yeah,
and then eventually
always updating.
You just have like the stack of fucking CDs. It's like virtually the same. same goddamn CD.
But you would never label them.
Yeah.
You would never label them.
And so you gotta, like, keep changing them up. Like, okay, which one had that song?
Which one's got X Gonna Give It To You on it? It's track number 15.
I legitimately gave, like, back when I was dating, like, my girlfriend in high school, I gave her, like, before we started, I gave her, like, a CD with just a bunch of, like, love songs and fun songs on
it. I swear to God, if it had
Did you say fun or fuck songs?
No, it didn't. I didn't know about Brand New back then.
Good. Yeah.
It was brand new.
It wasn't brand new. It was SoCo.
I wish I knew it back then. It was a bunch of Blink songs and
it was Sum
41, a bunch of
probably
old
a lot
pop
of
punk.
Seether and Nickelback, if we're talking about
Seether. And I'm broken.
That, what was,
This isn't the hand motion for what we were talking about.
I don't know that. I don't know the guy personally, but I saw somebody was sharing around thing, guy getting Chad Kroeger tattooed on his ass.
Oh, Keegan yeah. Walker. Hey, Keegan, if you're listening to this.
Yeah.
You better get that fucking tattoo. You
better fucking get that. Dude, lower your expectations. Get, like, 1,000 likes.
He's already at almost 1,000. It was like...
Exactly! Not... Just get the fucking tattoo.
Let's make it. Yeah, just do it. Don't puss out.
I know a guy.
I'll do it for you.
I know a guy that can do it.
Dale would probably do it for free.
I don't want to put words in his mouth.
Yeah.
That's business. That business.
I think I was like number 556 or something, so.
Oh, you're counting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just kind of like.
Well, I just. So I gave him a like. I mean, I'd like to do that, so.
I shared that shit around. I'm like.
Yeah. I mean, it's actually pretty genius if you think about it.
Yeah.
Like, I wish one of us would have thought about that. Not me, particularly, but.
I mean, I'd probably do it.
I mean, like.
It's on your ass.
I'm getting Hosto's name on my ass, so.
You might have put next.
It doesn't really matter. I was getting Hosto.
Make it, like.
Name right under Chad Kroeger.
Symmetrical.
Can you make one of the O's just your butthole? So, like. H on one side of your cheek, and then the STL on the other side.
It's not out of Dale's realm of what he'll do.
Well, he didn't have a tattoo, and I'm saying, like, on his left cheek, you get the H, and then on your right cheek, you just get STO.
Where's so, people see his ass, they're just like, wait, what's your tattoo?
Dude, he could do it too, because he's supposed to get his... cop check on his ass, and then you have, like, the O's, and be like, K.
Yours is so long,
butthole,
though.
P. And, but, I mean, like, yeah, just be like...
Go K, like, and then just check. Pachak all over his right ass cheek.
Listen, this is not the first time he said pachak all over his right ass cheek.
Oh, man.
You guys, like I said, we have the brand new EP on the way, due out July 22nd. You guys have a big release party the same night over at the Firebird, and you're bringing along friends Ashland, Isabella, Strikes Back, and Skyline in Ruins. So yeah, that's going to be a pretty wild party.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I actually haven't been able to make it out to any other shows besides Strikes Back, so I'm excited to see
I want to do, like a big clap for Ashland.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
Their signing to Ego Records.
Yep, beer down for
and
that.
And now we're going to drag them back down and make their little drop them.
thank you for being on our show. You're
kudos,
really
guys, because that's that's some good shit.
They're going to be on AP Magazine
website on Thursday. That's
that
awesome.
That video for whatever song that they just
that's really cool.
Out. That song's so catchy.
Yeah, something like that.
I just want to start over.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that song's awesome.
You know, I'm super stoked on those guys. And Strikes Back, good friends of ours for quite a while. They're very...
You said that Chad. Fuck that
I
Chad.
I don't like Chad.
Fuck that Chad guy.
Adam and I particularly don't like Chad for reasons.
yeah.
No, Chad's awesome. They're actually really great guys. Kind of off topic, me and Grimsley got to go on the road with them for one show because we were both filling in for them in the weekend routine.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was just a really good time.
Yeah, it was eight sweaty hot dudes getting drunk at like 10 in the morning on the way down to Arkansas.
Yeah, we're in a van, and it was Saturday because it's for the boys, so. We're cracking open a cold one every time. It was
yeah, and of course, as soon as anyone has to fucking crack open a beer, it's for the boys!
For the boys. It was a good time.
Yeah, it was good.
But yeah, and then, like, Skyline Ruins, they're great, great people. I just actually caught their EP release a couple weeks ago, and that show was actually good.
How was that? Because I was going to go out, and then I forgot. hey, guys, my bad.
It was good. I actually got off work, and... barely managed to catch them in Isabella.
Yeah.
And Isabella,
It is about, dude.
It's my favorite local band right now. Mm-hmm. I fucking love
Isabella.
I've
heard really I'm not going to play favorites.
They've been there for like nine years.
Hey, there are a lot of good local bands.
I hadn't heard about them until like the last probably 6 months, but like all I've heard is good shit. I haven't gotten to see them yet.
No, they've been banned for a long time.
Damn. Yeah, I thought they were
doing... since you booked the fucking EP release show, like, good job on you. You found us a really solid band.
Yeah, I got lucky.
Dude, like, every band on this bill, except for us, is a banger.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, for real. Like,
We're actually opening the show just so we can get that disappointment the fuck out of the way. Because
we've got some of the best local bands, like, in the city right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't get me wrong, there are still a lot more, like, if we could have...
Unfortunately,
like,
we couldn't play everyone
on it. No, these are the best. Yeah. No one's better.
So, dude, good job on that show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't say good job yet. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Dude, I don't give a fuck if, like, I will give a little bit of a fuck if, like, only 15 people show up.
There's
five of which being your family.
But I still am looking forward to seeing, like, all the fucking bands play, like, one fucking big banger-ass show. Like, dude, it's gonna be fun. We're gonna get fucking hammered, and we're gonna party.
Oh, yeah, like, our set's gonna suck because playing last is a bad TFM tactic. Like, we're gonna be drinking. If I can be very, very terrible.
Everybody's only drinking beers that night.
Speak for yourself.
Hey, so it might still be in the works. Like, it hasn't like really been planned. It's probably gonna fall through. Like, I don't know what the sanitary reasons are. Dale and I were talking about on the last float trip that, you know, I'm supposed to be getting branded.
Oh yeah, you're talking about doing it there.
Like, after we play, because I can't sit on the throne after I get
that's gonna really branded. Suck.
But like, actually, like, go up on and get branded on stage.
I mean, they've definitely shaved beards and stuff on stage. So.
Get fucked. Get fucked. That's hot iron on my butt cheek.
I mean, that's what it feels like to lose it.
I mean, are we still going to staple dollar bills to Harley?
Is that probably not.
Damn.
No, we're not doing the sideshow.
Damn, I was really hyped for that.
Yeah.
What, you guys been watching Jackass or something?
No, so the shop that we're friends with, like Dale,
speaking of
Harley,
the shop.
Yeah, Travis, like, they're some of our best friends. Actually, they helped fund this EP.
Yeah,
we had this whole thing going on to where, like, he gave us gift certificates for tattoos. It's a $100 certificate, sold them for $50, and he let us keep the money. And that's how we funded the EP.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a really solid dude, does fantastic work. But yeah, we were talking about having him, like, brand me on stage. But they do this thing at Pops every now and then where, I forgot what charity, it's for some charity to where, like, there'll be, like, you know, there's the main stage at Pops and, like, the side stage at Pops. Is like a band would play, and then they have the whole little like circus sideshow where like Dale will lay on a bed of nails with a cinder block, and Harley will break the cinder block with a sledgehammer. Mm-hmm. Where people can go up and like staple dollar bills to Harley, and like all the money raised from that would go to
Harley.
Charity.
Will like chew on glass.
Yeah, he's
apparently there's an art to it.
Eats light bulbs and shit. Like,
it's
an art.
It's like crazy. How much your dentist cost?
Jeez.
So no stapling dollars, but maybe branding.
It's not a first thing. It's in the works. I want to get it done, just knock it out and get it over with. But
what's the brand gonna be?
It's gonna be a shop logo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
a little Jack.
Why not?
Chad Kroger.
Yeah. Say, hey, fuck you, Geegan. 10,000 likes and I'll get Chad Kroger branded on my ass.
Yeah.
Eat me, bitch.
That was one of my favorite. I think it was on Viva La Bam or whatever when he got the
Artigram.
It was a dick,
the dick branded to his ass, and then
he
jumped. He goes, "Yeah, it looks like I got a dick farm on my ass." And, like,
that's what I'm worried about. Is like pulling back, so like I might need somebody to like cut. My
you might
cheek.
You might want to like lay flat
no,
on
you
the
need
ground.
Someone to, like hold you.
Just
you
lay
know,
sprawl
forward,
yourself on the ground,
you.
And then just let him.
Yeah.
Ah, dude, I'm not looking forward to it, man. It's gonna suck.
I mean, if you get done there, it's going to be pretty sick.
I hope you're ready for a lot of ass smacks.
No, dude, I swear to God, if anybody touches my ass after that, like, we're fighting. It's a fight. Fuck you.
Dick. I mean, you're doing it, like, 3 days before my birthday. There's a chance I'm going to get drunk and smack your ass.
You want to get hit on your birthday?
Probably wouldn't be the fucking first time I got drunk and got punched on my birthday.
Make shit real fucking weird. Real fucking weird.
Shit.
Well, speaking of the party and the EP, you guys want to drop in some tunage? Let some people hear some brand new music. We got, you guys said you wanted to share a song called 22 and some change.
Yeah.
So the first song that anyone's truly gotten to hear through that.
Do you want
to? I like this song.
Do you want? Yeah. Like, this is probably one of my favorite. Yeah. Do you want to talk about?
Yeah. Like, it's just about ex bitches and how some people can be really fucking heartless, and some people really suck. And then there's also like the whole friend factor and just. Some people suck too.
So, your friends suck too.
This is just a big old F you to anybody that's ever, you know, shit on you.
Yeah. It's 2 a.m. and you're going on tour. Bitch, still, can you hear the thunder? There's a little rain, never brought much pain, but now you're drowning in.
As far as like if they ever hear this podcast and then you hear a message.
Oh yeah, he's gonna be that blood dude waiting for that monthly text to come through.
I'll get a Facebook message here.
We're going on three months now, so it's
It's been two.
Funny.
Yeah, he missed them. He's a month late. He's probably pregnant.
But yeah. That's the first full song.
22 and some change.
Yeah, so where did we record this at?
Gosh. Oh, Kevin Gates. Oh, yeah.
KG Fresh, as he likes to be called.
Yeah. Old Johnny Two Phones.
Oh, dude is way fucking bigger than person I expected him to be.
Yeah, he's tall. He's a large dude. He's a
goddamn saint. Don't you forget
it. Oh, he's that is a beautiful man, by the way.
Yeah.
I think one of the first things Kevin ever said the first time I met him was it was with my old band. He was, like, trying to guess everyone's age, and I was 16 or 17 at the time, and he pointed at me, and he goes, "You're 22, right?" And I was like, "No," and I stood up, and he goes, "Oh, yeah, you're short as shit. Let me clock you down a couple years."
He measured it. But fun thing about, we did the entire EP through, he now goes under Reach Audio, but, it was in Springfield, Missouri, and Greg, seriously, one of the best guys to work with. He doesn't like to change your sound, but he likes to help guide it in a way that he knows is best possible
for
you.
Very constructive.
Yeah, and he won't sit there and try to tell you how to write a song. He'll just be like, "I think this would be cool."
We worked with people in the past where it's like, they would just, like, change shit without us even being there. And it's like, we get that, like, you're, as the producer, like, you have, like, creative input. And, like, you want to make this, if you're putting your name on it, you want it to be the best song possible. At least, like, run it past us. Explain to us why. Why you want to change this? Like, why doesn't this part work?
Yeah, and Kevin.
And Kevin doesn't do that. Like, if it doesn't work, like, he'll actually sit there and break it down and be like, "Hey, this is why this is garbage." Mm-hmm. You know, and Kevin, let's make it not garbage.
And you're all garbage for thinking it's good.
Yeah,
a lot of studio sessions with Kevin is
push-ups and crying.
Yeah,
Coyle crying because I want to do more push-ups.
I was gonna say, oh, that first trip was terrible. But no, there's a game that Kevin likes to play. What was the word?
Mine. If you say mine in a possessive way, so you could be like, "Oh, I'm going to go play Minecraft," you're good. But if someone's like, "Whose beer is that?" and you go, "Oh, this is mine," you have to do 10 push-ups. And we made it living hell for fucking Coyle.
Oh, no. It wasn't that bad.
Oh, you were the one who got the most. I didn't do any first time we went down there.
The first time I did 3 times.
Well, yeah, because you bitched out the next, like, 10 times we got you.
I did 3 times, and I bitched out on the 4th time. And then every other time since then, I've done it. I think I've done it twice, the other 2-3 visits we did.
Yeah.
But at that first time, I was just... Dude, terrible at it.
You're still not as bad as Trey when we went down there. We got him, like, it was relentless. Like, I texted him the fucking lyrics to Taylor Swift song where it says mine in it, and he just, like, was singing it in the studio and just looks at us and goes, "Fuck," and drops and does 10. And then Kevin's like, "Hey, what was that big Guns N' Roses song?" And we're all, like, listening to him up, and Trey goes, "Oh, Sweet Child of Mine."
But
he drops. We got him good. It was fun.
Kevin's a great guy to work with, and a lot of time we're going to spend watching. Like, you'll constructively get through so much of a song, and he'll take the guitar from you and just jam.
He's so good at guitar. Yeah, he's stupid good. Like, he writes some of the catchiest shit. Like, he wrote the piano part for Get a Grip on this new EP. Mm-hmm. And, like, it was, like, I don't want to say too Elton John any.
Well, it's pretty Elton John.
But, dude, it's catchy. I love it.
It's just crazy, too, because he's one of those people who can just, like, sit down at a piano after having heard a song, like, once or twice through and just be like, "Okay, give me 2 minutes and I got this."
The dude's grasp on music theory is just phenomenal. Mm, like, he knows what sells. Like, he's good at his job. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
He's going to hear this and get a big fucking head.
No, he's not.
He's already got a big
fucking
head.
He ain't going to hear this.
he doesn't give a shit about what we do.
Podcast with us on it.
Hey, if we go to Springfield, Kevin, you want to come out to the show? I don't go to shows, bro.
So, dude, we're literally like 3.5 hours from home. Nah.
Good luck, though.
We're going to have some of that mac and cheese with the chicken strips on it. Or maybe.
No, let's go back to Bears.
Well, you said Get a Grip, and you guys said you'd like to share this one, too. This is... a exclusive, huh?
Yeah,
it's not been shown.
This has been played at a couple of shows, but nobody goes to our shows. Yeah. So probably nobody's heard
except for the Bon Jovi. Then they were forced to hear it.
Yeah. But,
we'll drop that one in, and featuring Kevin on piano,
said? Yeah, mm-hmm. Kevin wrote the nice little the piano diddly there at the end.
Get a Grip featuring Ryan Coyle on the guitar.
Unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
Featuring the four of me as the band.
Yeah. the song's actually heavily written by Matt on guitar, but it's actually my song featuring the four of me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
What, anything you guys other care to share about that song?
Personal song for us, actually, as a group, as opposed to like from.
Well, I mean, it still has some more personal. Just going back to that other thing as the other song for part of it.
Well, I mean, like that song, see, that one wasn't just like solely about like one person situation. That kind of had like a couple situations meshed into one.
Yeah,
but like solely was based around like the shop. It was written about Dale, Harley, Travis, the guys at the shop. Like it's a whole. It's honestly, it's really weird. As being like a pop punk band, like this was like the first song we wrote about our friends, and like, so I mean, with that, I mean, we figured, you know, they've done so much for us, we had to like do something to show some kind of gratitude, because like you're dumping all this money into a piece of shit, so like this piece of shit's got to do something for you back.
You can polish a turd, but it's still gonna be shit.
The song title itself is the shop owner Dale, it's something he says all the time. He always likes to say, "Get a grip." Like, get a grip.
Yeah, there's a couple of good quotes from Dale in there, too.
Dale likes to have toast. His, I don't know where he gets them from. He runs them somewhere.
Probably Texas. His fucking hick ass.
But he has, like, two or three solid ones he constantly reuses.
So like, the one from in the song, like, we, like, chopped out the first part just so it would, like, fit with the lyrics. But, like, so, like, what are they? There's so to white bitches, gold teeth, good credit.
White women, I think.
No, white bitches.
Did he say bitches?
No, the bitches.
No, he definitely says white women.
I think it's white women. The actual shot.
Dale's more respectful than you are.
No, he's not. No, he's not. We'll talk about it. We'll figure this out.
And then there's Terrell, snakes and condoms, two things I don't fuck with.
And then
yeah, that's one I've been using for the last like year.
So, I like that one. And it's also true. Gunpowder pussy, one brought me into the world, one takes me out. Love the smell of both.
I love that one.
You held every door and you called every night. But all that you
pizza break.
Oh, shit!
Pizza break.
We're still here. Keep going.
But yeah, so we decided to do a little song for them with the shout outs and whatnot, and it's also still about like 18, shitty people and then having your friends who do the good stuff to kind of help you get through it.
It's the other one where like you get shit on, but like this one has like more of a positive outlook towards the end, saying like, you know, I got my friends here, like we'll be solid. Good.
Yeah, that's been my jam for like the last 2 months.
Yeah,
yeah.
We almost wanted to call it like a Metamucil poop.
What?
Because you'll be solid, but Get a Grip was catchier. All
right.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm kind of second guessing that now.
Yeah, it's too late.
Should we do a reorder?
take all these CDs back just as we want to name song Metamucil Poop.
No, we'll go through them all. We'll sharpie them out.
Is Coyle out there plugging the band?
I think so.
Bringing the pizza guy. And Coyle's like, blah, 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 blah.
I think Coyle's out there getting plugged by the pizza guy.
He's going to give him the CD as a tip.
I didn't know. Just the tip.
We're not going to have any CDs left for the EP release party. We're really just going to be like, hey.
I'm just going to start paying for shit with them.
Here's this.
Nobody wants it.
Pizza's here, by the way.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you finally did something good with your life.
No, I didn't.
No, he goes, no.
You guys,
what are you doing?
Mentioned, Bon Jovi earlier, and that, like, how is that experience?
Bovine Jody was great.
Bovine Joni.
Speaking of, he's gonna hear this, and he's gonna be like,
he is not gonna hear this.
I don't know, I got him on speed dial.
I just wanna see if, like, on the podcast, if this sounds like a fart.
We'll find out later.
There you go, man.
Thank you.
For your pizza.
Is that, But obviously, I mean, you guys did a lot of going into that, like a lot of appearances and stuff, talking about the winning that contest and things. And how was that whole experience like for you guys?
Dude, there was a big ass buffet backstage.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Nuts.
We thought that, like, when they're like, oh, we're going to feed you, there's going to be food here, we thought it was going to be, like, you
like
know,
cereal like boxes and
or
shit.
Concession
yeah.
food, like hot dogs and stuff. We go back there, and they've got, like, a whole buffet laid out with, like, all this, the whole salad set up, soups, like, all
lobster
these veggies.
Tails. Lobster
yeah.
tails.
Yeah, so I've never seen Adam eat so many
so,
lobster
so
tails.
So we get there, and it's like, hang on, like, is this, like, buffet style? Like, hey, like, be respectful, take one, because we don't have a lot. And they're like, nah, dude, it's buffet. And I'm like, dude, I have, like, five or six lobster tails.
And then he goes, I gotta stop, or I'm gonna shit myself
dude,
on
that,
stage.
That whole time we were playing up on that big-ass stage, dude, I felt terrible. I felt awful, dude. I about pooped myself, like, 9 times.
I really wish you would
have. Alright, it's not like anybody out in the stage, out in this, like, crowd could have seen it. I would have sat.
I know,
it just would have
been a great story.
I would have
sat up that room. The,
no, like, I think...
Are there bacon on this?
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. Got you. No, leading up to it, though, after basically what happened was we got an email that I think we weren't together, obviously, when we got it, but we, like, were converging on a little band chat, like, I think we won.
And no, because the first one they said was, like, we were in the final round.
Right.
And we just went, no way.
Like,
no way.
Oh, no, we got our hopes up, though. We were like, oh, we won it. We probably want them, right? And then it's like, oh, well, there was 10 other people. It's like, yeah, probably not. And then it's like, no, actually, I forget. What was her name?
Melanie.
She messaged us from that email.
That fine woman.
Yeah, that beautiful
Melanie,
young lady.
If you ever hear this, you're perfect.
She won't hear this.
You're
no
perfect.
One's ever going to hear
you're
this.
You're perfect. We all miss you. Please come back to St. Louis.
Yeah, but, and then from there, like, we had emails from other people that told us, like, hey, we need, like, all your press stuff, because they were sending out to everyone in the local area.
Oh, yeah, and they said that, like, before, didn't they send that before they actually, like, told us we officially won? They
yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, we need your press info, and we're like, what?
Yeah, no, that's why we were like, I think we won, because, yeah.
The whole thing was a joke, too. We're like, hey, wouldn't it be funny if we opened up for Bon Jovi?
Yeah, we had no, like, intention of actually winning. We were just like, hey, we have this video we just did. Let's just kind of send it in.
The video was shot at the Bowling for Soup show with the Fuck Off and Dies at Ready Room. It's just a promo for the... It had a clip of Crawl on it, actually. But it was just a promo to, like, promote the new music that was coming out. And... yeah, and then they when we won, they started playing on like Fox 2 and stuff. It was the craziest thing.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, there was like, I know like everybody threw their name in the hat for that show, like, because, I mean, it was an open competition. Might as well. I mean, worst case, somebody discovers.
Worst case, you lose to a shitty pop punk band.
There's a lot of good bands you did submit to that, too. Yeah. I'm like really surprised who won.
It was crazy.
You know what would have been a great fit for it? Is a judge. The judge would have been a fantastic fit. Or even.
The judge.
I mean, that's right in like the old classic rock wheelhouse.
Like. I mean, that was really the only, like, negative feedback we got at the show was people were just like, oh, your music was really good, it just didn't fit with Bon Jovi at all.
You know, a lot of people being like, oh, you guys should be disqualified because you had a cuss word in the video.
Well, that was prior to the show.
People were pissed because, like,
I was like, oh, yeah, we had a fucking cuss word. We had a fucking cuss word in the fucking video that we fucking rock and roll. On that one. Yeah, you want to get fucked on that one,
When we submitted the video, I think I actually got home, I left work one night. And Matt was that one who actually brought up this contest existing. He messaged a band chat, like, literally, like, 30 minutes after. Tom's like, hey, you should enter this, LOL. Like, and I'm like, what is this shit? And Matt, okay, I guess winner. So I went home and took the video. I didn't read all the rules, so I didn't edit Dylan says fuck in the video. I didn't even edit that out. So when we won, and they were playing that all over... I think the Live Nation channel shared it, and it still said fuck. Some of the videos still said fuck, but they edited it out themselves. Some of the ones did, so just cut it out. And apparently they can edit it for us, so who cares? Mm. But there were people that were pretty salty about
it. And then, like, what was that one old chick on the Live Nation's Facebook page that was like,
I won't be bringing my daughter to the show anymore.
Yeah, she's like, I would like to get my money back for these tickets because I don't want to support a band that cusses up on stage. Like, whoa, chill the fuck out there, Marcy. It's a rock and roll concert. Like, let's calm down. Let's not act like this dude didn't used to, like, rail lines and bang hookers backstage, all right?
Did you see him, man? He got up there, started moving around on stage, and, like, the whole room got more humid.
That dude has the most beautiful fucking set of teeth I've ever seen in my goddamn life. Pizza?
I was just gonna, like, take a slice of that.
Are you kidding me? With Killian by it, the dude that can eat a bowl of queso and two chips?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty wild stuff, man.
Yeah, it was something.
I mean, obviously you guys saying there was a little bit of negative feedback, but I mean, as far as how you feel like the overall experience?
It's unreal.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Unreal.
We peaked really early in our lives, so like from here it's just downhill.
Yeah. I would never say we were the most deserving band. Like, I was. There's so many bands I've heard that are like nobodies. That
you know what? You know what? Way more qualified. What got us the show? Was that sick ass guitarist man? Sick ass guitarist man. Because they're like, that's what she said. She's like, oh, you guys had a lot of energy. That's why he paid you. It was like, sick ass guitarist man. I knew it.
That awesome video.
Which they didn't like to put on TV. But they put that on TV, and my head got fucking huge.
It still hasn't deflated.
Yeah. No, it's still there. It's there forever. I'm basically like Mario. What's kind of funny about that was, for the show, I'd never done that before, and I purposely learned how to do it for that video just to promote that, so it's kind of funny how it worked out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The threw your picture up here on Facebook and asked your friends and fans to write in some questions for you guys.
I can't wait for it.
And you didn't get a single one.
No.
Well, we got one. All of our friends are in this room except for Dylan.
I can't wait for Tyler's toy show. I can't wait for Tyler's toy show.
Hey, Andrew.
This is pretty much took the direction I figured a lot of these go, where it's just your friends leaving smart ass stuff and or setting you up for
failure.
Yeah. So, but anyway, they write in. Chris Sharkey of Fly Method writes in, ask them what the meaning of life is.
42.
Oh, dude, reproduction.
Yeah.
I can never, dude, for sure. It's reproduction. Fucking like, what's the end?
Bitches getting money.
Well, I mean, what's the angle? No. I mean, it's like, we've been taught that the meaning of life is reproduction. That's it, dude.
You're gonna be serious.
You wanna grow up, you wanna get you a good job, you wanna start a family, and continue the life cycle. That's what it is.
I mean, yeah, it's basic nature. You don't see any other you don't see any other animals with crippling depression and anxiety. They basically just fuck we're kids. Bred,
we introduced emotion.
We're bred to lay pipe.
What kind of bread are you eating?
Whole wheat.
You sure it's not that sourdough shit? Okay, sorry.
Chris Rader writes in from Clusterpluck writes in, ask Killian if he misses him.
Oh, I do miss Chris.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. He was an old coworker. I work up at Guitar Center in Fairview Heights, and he was one of my ops buddies.
Yeah?
And he left me all alone.
Sounds like I miss him a little too much. Yeah.
It's actually a really salty story.
He is, like, seriously, like, his scent is, like, the scent of man. Like, what you would want every like man to smell
Ron
like.
Ron Swanson cologne?
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like fresh cut grass and tree branches.
Well, yeah.
Now they got the official Clusterpluck beard oils. Make you smell good, too. So.
I'm going to have to get some of that.
Yeah.
Oh, look, while maybe, we're talking about beard shit.
Maybe you guys can get a former me beard oil.
Shout
then.
Out to Roughneck. Roughneck got us looking right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out to Roughneck.
He's like, sure. Who the fuck's Roughneck?
It's the shit a girl gives you when it's her first time fucking around. It's Roughneck.
Caleb of also Fly Method writes in, ask Ryan if he can still taste spit from Adam.
Yeah, that happened. That was a thing.
Okay, so story time. We're at the other... Cicero's last show was this past Saturday night. Rest in peace. That's really depressing. I was filling in for Strikes Back that night, and Adam showed up to hang out. And at this point, this is like near the last like band or two playing, like right before the Weekend Routine played. It's their not their EP release, but their headliner show. And Adam comes up to me, and I'm standing by Strikes Back to merch table, like, you want to make $15? And I looked at him for a second, like, okay, what's the catch?
Where's the...
Yeah, and he's like, somebody spit in your mouth. I'm like, I don't think I need $15 that bad. He's like, it's just $15, man.
Later, like, I didn't pay for it. This wasn't me.
No, he actually got people to pay me to do it. And I was like, okay, whatever, fine. So we go outside the venue, open up my mouth, and he just...
You actually hogged a loogie too. It wasn't just like a.
I had cotton mouth, so it
wasn't. It wasn't near as that. You know, yeah. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah,
but I definitely tasted spit. I spit it out, took really? My money, and
but
bought
dude, that's
three
like
more
three
beers.
More beers.
So, yeah, I literally used the money to buy more.
What we
beer.
Learned from this situation: you both are spitters, and
we ain't quitters.
He swallowed. I'm a spitter. Like he took it like a champ. Kudos, man.
Yeah,
kudos.
And that extra beer was very nice.
I'm sorry, because what day was the show on?
Saturday.
For the boys!
We have a beer. I wish we had like a beer can. That...
Right.
We yeah. just timestamped the video.
Next question.
Tyler of.
Yes.
Damn
yes.
It.
Hard loss now, right?
Oh,
both.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, but that's get the new plug in there. And writes in if you guys could. Each pick a character from The Simpsons that you most resemble. Who would it be and why?
Okay, so I have my answer. This is actually a hard question for all of you.
I don't even give a shit about The Simpsons.
I already know who I am.
Who are you?
I got mine picked out, dude. I'm probably probably either going to have to go with Chief Wiggum.
Do you look like him?
Or comic book guy.
Do you look like them?
Yeah. I mean, like, there's nobody there with, like, a snapback and a solid beard.
Okay, but you look like Homer.
I mean, I'm be cool with that. I'll take Homer. For sure.
I was going to pick Ralph.
Tyler asked this question because he wants me to say...
Before you answer, look who... you're not Pidgey in my phone anymore. So yeah, he used to be Pidgey in my phone. Like the whole like Pokemon Go phase. And like you feel like the bzzz in your phone and you're like, oh hey Pokemon, and you're like, oh it's just a Pidgey. And then it's like bzzz, I got a text, like, oh it's just Coil. Like, check that out. Where are you?
read that list. Anything look familiar?
Yeah.
So
it's catching
to
on.
Answer this question, I doubt anyone else really knows who they look like, but
I have no clue.
Tyler always calls me Milhouse, the little dorky kid from The Simpsons with blue hair and glasses.
Dude, no. Look at this. Coyle, if Coyle just had a mustache, that would be Coyle. You'd be fucking Flanders. Shave your beard, keep your mustache.
Give me like 30 years and I'll agree to that.
I can see like future Coyle.
When you have to shave your beard for going back to the military stuff, you should just leave your mustache.
That's actually happening.
Okay. Sure. So yeah, put on a little sweater and your shirt on your
Well, I'm going to shave it before I go in, but yeah.
That's badass.
What's that? Dude. There was a band that they all dressed like.
The Oakley Doakleys.
Oh, yeah. That's some good shit.
Oh, fuck you, Tyler.
Yeah.
He ain't gonna listen to this.
No one is. And, here's a real one. Kathy writes in, where does the band name come from?
Nothing. It means nothing. We were sitting in the back of my dad's truck like 5 years ago, back when I still lived at home. And, like, we were just, like, go outside at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning, sit in the bed of this truck, like, drink and chain smoke, and just, like, hang out. And it was just, like, we didn't have a band name at the point. And I think I said something, like, formally me or something like that. And then somebody else came in with the former me and were like, oh, hey, cool. Band name.
And now it means something because that was the former Adam.
It means nothing. There is no hidden meaning.
Right.
It sounds cool and it's marketable.
Yeah. It's working.
Sounds like a Christian band name.
I mean, you're fucking right it does.
We're pretty far from that. Bunch of goddamn heat.
God, it's a shit. Fuck yeah.
Well, I guess that's about it, guys. We got, again, come out to the party on the 22nd of July at the Firebird in St. Louis, Missouri. And then after that, you guys are talking about some touring, right?
We're going to work on... The band's been a thing for about almost 5 years, and it's never really done any sort of tour. Like, we've done, like, little show runs here and there, like, for weekends, but we're going to try to set up a week-long tour around September, October.
And hopefully another one again in, like, January.
And just keep that momentum going.
Yeah, man.
Try to play, nothing against St. Louis. I know we love it here, but just try to keep it, like...
I just miss playing shows so much. I miss last year when we could, like, play, like, once a month.
And now
say
we're,
yes,
like,
to every Judy show.
Now we can barely practice once a month.
Yeah. I think that'd be awesome, though, to get out there on the road and just see how everybody else starts responding to it and...
Mm-hmm. Which one of us gets murdered first.
Road, I swear to God, dude, I'm still on the biggest fucking Willie Nelson case.
Shut up.
Dude.
Bring it in.
Yeah. So keep an eye out. Maybe former me coming to a town near you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want him to come to your town, be sure to reach out. Tell him on... Facebook or Twitter, right? Or
Instagram.
Or if you don't want us,
then yeah.
Like DM me.
Yeah.
Slide into my DMs on Twitter.
We also have a Tinder.
Yeah. It's just
should have a Tinder.
It's just a picture of Milhouse.
No one's ever swiped right for us.
Yeah. We got one super like, but it was an accident.
It was an accident. Their phone glitched.
So you don't have to be lonely. At farmersonly.com.
But yeah, Shane,
at farmers
thank
only.
You for having
me. Yeah, thank you guys. It's been a great time watching you guys eat all the pizza. And it's been a lot of fun.
I hope you had some.
Yeah.
Grab a slice, dog.
Yeah. Well, I,
is there even any left?
Nope.
Yeah, it's all gone. I see it.
I'll shoot off.
It's crust.
But yeah, 22nd Firebird. You guys got tickets? Or are you,
yeah.
So reach out, grab some tickets, or firebirdstl.com for all your details. And we'll see you there.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye.
Peace.
See ya.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.